Krista allowed me to read three poems because I couldn't stop at one. This seems to me to capture exactly what we're about in a gathering like this. It's a poem called New Evidence. The slow, drawn-out confessions of the aged, who wants to hear them? The question lingers, but the story grows. It takes over for a while. Coughing and clearing, he said he wasn't here to offer wisdoms, colored insights. No, he was really here to raise a banner, to lay the groundwork for a celebration, to report that there were surprises, would be close to the way it was, to be witness to his smile and ways of prayer, to move with care into his breathing times. So it was new evidence from old sources, something to take home, his smiles, his silences. Listen. Life is listening, is finding sounds, is feeling rhythms in all things. Life is waiting, is standing here and there, is saying words, is praying everywhere. And I wanted to end with this multi-section poem, a little bit longer, that illustrates what has just been said. It's called The Sea Gate. 1. The sea gate opens. A wide game of gulls chasing themselves, following the far-out tide. Winks of light against brown sand. And over there, the rocks tumble into themselves, hard crumbled edges on their way to more pebbles and sand. 2. The stage lies, all the world, before us. Now the eye finds a long join of sky, a forever moving thing, a mute drama, waiting to be found. 3. Given light, a pass of shadow, the face of stone, a beard of sand, an outwash fan. The beach out of the melting, ice age leavings. The same waiting continues into life's image of sorts. 4. Take the cliff. It is a waiting crumble, a leaning into air, a spruce held as hostage, strange appendage, a curved leaning laugh. A hair long left on a shaved face, it waits for its roots to go. It waits for the light of afternoon. 5. Not much of a moon, a dull pitch, a give or take moment. There are stars lying in the ditch. What strange calculations, calamities, so that time, the present, rings itself wild with more than sea sound.